Welcome to The Late Disciple, a ministry of Two Seekers Fellowship. In the last few days, Tom Murray's been talking about the importance of testing the spirits. We're in a spiritual world, and even though you can't see the spirits, they're all around us, good and evil, and it's important for Christians to know how to test the spirits. Get your Bible now if you have it near, and join us for the next 13 minutes as Tom teaches.
Well, welcome back to our study in The Late Disciple on demonic activity. And we're dealing now with how to solve demonic activity problems. And we were dealing with demonic activity in the life of the believer. Now, I know some people believe that demons cannot be active in controlling a believer, but we've discussed in our other study broadcast that because the believer still has a sin nature and will have one, Paul warned against giving the devil a foothold. And that word foothold means actually like a beachhead. And you establish a beachhead in a military activity within enemy territory. So giving a place, a foothold, or a beachhold to the devil means that he establishes a control point within the believer's life that he was not his territory. It is enemy territory, if you will. Now, what we said was that the believer was to use James 4:7, 1 Peter 5:8-9, and Ephesians 6:10-18 admonition, and that they were to resist this demon by exercising their own will. And the exercising of their will was that they are to turn to the Word of God and begin to put on the whole armor of God and become strong in the Lord. Now, to become strong in the Lord, and the emphasis is in the Lord, first of all, involves a knowledge of positional truth, our position in Christ or in the Lord. When anyone accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that person is baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, and they are placed in a brand new position. They are now in Christ and no longer in Adam. And as a result of this position, they have a great amount of power and authority that they as a believer can now begin to exercise. So if the believer who has given a beachhead to the devil or to his demons in their life will begin to study the scriptures and learn all about his positional blessings and his position in Christ and all the power and freedom and authority that comes with that new position in Christ, that is the solution for the believer to overcome the influence and control of demonic activity, and he will grow strong in the Lord. Now, secondly, growing strong in the Lord involves the believer putting on the armor of God. Now, the Ephesians 6:10-18 passage makes it clear that the armor of God is essentially the Word of God. So the means of resisting Satan or his demons is by means of mastering and using effectively the scriptures themselves. You can find a clear example of this in the resistance that Christ gave to Satan's temptations in Matthew chapter 4. Now, obviously, Satan had no foothold in the life of Jesus. He was sinless. But when he was tempted by Satan, as Satan tried to gain some control in Matthew 4, each time Satan tempted Jesus to commit sin, Jesus resisted Satan by quoting the scriptures to him. So what I'm saying is, in the case of a believer who has allowed himself or herself to come under some demonic activity or control, that believer must first become aware of the problem, and then they need to face the issue, and they have to admit that they have allowed this beachhead. Many Christians, I am convinced today, have allowed this beachhead to be established through substance abuse, either alcoholism or any of the drug that they have used, and probably one of the greatest areas where Satan gets a foothold in the lives of believers is through pornography today. It is absolutely epidemic in the body of Christ, as those not only in ministerial staff positions, but many in church leadership and many just who are sitting in the pew have actually come under tremendous control and tremendous activity of demons doing unclean and immoral things, and they have to recapture that lost ground. So the first thing is to admit that it is true. Then it's important that the believer go to the Scriptures and that he or she learn their position in Christ and all that that means, with all the blessings and all the power and all the authority and all the freedom that God has provided. Then, once he knows his positional blessings and his positional powers, authorities, and freedoms, then the believer has to exercise his or her will, and he can force the demon out by renouncing any demonic control in their life and turning his entire will over to the control of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Then he must continue to study the Scriptures and continue to resist Satan by his studying of the Scriptures, and he must practice what he is learning and therefore resist any future attempts that the demons may have in trying to recontrol his life, get him back on those porn sites, get him back into his substance abuse, or get her back into a habit or a behavior pattern sexually that brings them back under demonic control. So just as there is a difference in the degree of control between the unbeliever and the believer, there is also a difference in the way the problem of demonic activity and control is to be solved. In the case of the non-believer, the non-Christian, there is no other choice but for the counselor to merely exorcise the demon in the name of Jesus Christ. But you don't do it by your own authority, you do it by the authority of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, because you have no authority over a non-believer. But in the case of a believer or a Christian, he has the Holy Spirit within him, he is redeemed, does have the new nature, and is in that new position, and he is to force the demon out by himself, by the exercise of his own will, and through the power of the Holy Spirit as he learns his position in Christ and the authority that is his or hers by virtue of their position in Christ, and then by the use of the armor of God, which is the Word of God or the Scriptures themselves. Now that brings us around to a point that I'd like to talk to you about, and that is that we in our Milk to Meat discipleship program have developed very carefully a biblical roadmap that will lead people to genuine spiritual maturity. It is the roadmap that I wish someone had taught me when I first became a Christian. Our first phase one of our Milk to Meat is for new believers, or for those believers who need to begin at the beginning. It consists of four book studies that take about 26 to 31 hour sessions to do. And it will take a person so that if they apply themselves and if they do their part, and it is not hard to do, they will be further at the end of that 30 weeks than I was 6 years into my Christian walk with Christ. Our phase two, well, let me say before I go there, that in that phase one study, the third notebook that we study is a study on positional truth. And therefore, we teach the very thing that I'm talking to you about in how believers can be free from any demonic activity. If you've been caught up in substance abuse or pornography or into any kind of immorality and you just can't seem to free yourself, even though you're a Christian, I'm telling you the answer is in understanding positional truth. And I encourage you, you can visit our website. It isn't available at the date of this broadcast, but you can visit our website and you can actually study Milk to Meat with us through our streaming audio. And you can order those notebooks from our office and you can follow right along as though you were right here in Memphis in one of my own personal classes. Once you have mastered phase one, we move you on to phase two, which consists of 6 workbooks, and that will take about 2.5 years to complete. But if a person applies themselves, and they certainly don't need to be a theologian, these are all written for lay people, and they do not require an enormous amount of time. It is very manageable. If a person completes those 6 Phase 2 workbooks, in that 2.5 years, they will be further in their spiritual maturity and their understanding of how to walk with Christ in real victory than I was 18 years into my Christian life. So it is possible for a person in less than 4 years to be where I was at 18 years in my Christian life. And the purpose of Milk to Meat is simply to give you a lay written Bible roadmap that will lead you from the milk of God's Word to the meat of His Word so that you can have a maximum journey on your way home to heaven. And I hope you will avail yourself of that. We have many other study resources, many other things that you can do. But until you have the matrix of Milk to Meat, I don't know that some of our study resources are really going to be that meaningful for you because you won't know how to fit them into the big picture. So we want you to have the skills first. And once you have those discipleship skills, you can go anywhere in the Bible in any resources that you might want to go for the rest of your life. Well, I'll pick this study up in our next broadcast, and we'll try to finish this study on demons.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope that these programs are helping you get a better understanding about God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. You can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now make plans to join us next time and invite a friend to listen to The Lay Disciple.